This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day at 8:06. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And what a huge weekend of racing, especially down here in the South. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Here's what we've got on tap. Tim Bryant standing by, and this is a huge night of racing and a new start time at Mobile International Speedway. You got the Pro Trucks, the Sportsman, the Modifieds, and the Bombers. Tim's going to tell us all about it here in a minute. And then the racing got rained out last night in Grand Bay at Sunny South Raceway, so they're going to move that race with the Topless Mississippi Dirt Modifieds. They've never run on concrete, and they're in pavement, asphalt, whatever, and they're coming to Sunny South tonight, and they're going to run all the classes. Actually have cars coming from Texas, Georgia, and North Carolina to run the Pro Challenge cars. They'll have the Bombers and also, all the other fields of cars, including the Legend cars. And then one of the drivers of one of those Topless Modifieds, Robert Casadasa? I think that's it. Sorry, Robert. I know he's listening. He'll correct me in a minute. And we're going to learn a little bit about what these cars are. And then, of course, hey, it's Talladega. MRN reporting Dustin Long will be there. Weather could be a big problem with Talladega, as much as today reading. They've got 50% chance of showers up there. Also, hey, Denny Hamlin will start the Aaron's 499, and Travis Pastrana puts his Roush Ford on the pole. So lots of racing to start off the show. Obviously, Tim Bryant, we love to bring him on first because he usually has the most important information, and this tonight is a big run. I've been watching it on Facebook, and Mobile International Speedway has done something that no other track has, Tim. And that has created a class, Pensacola has too, the Pro Trucks. The buzz about this all over Facebook in those days leading it, man. This is huge.
Well, I tell you what, Kane, we're excited about the Pro Truck division and where we think it can go. We're getting a lot of interest from drivers, some existing drivers in other divisions, and some people. Obviously, what we really like is people that aren't currently racing, looking to start something new, and they like the looks of the Pro Truck division, and I think it's just got a lot of potential. And we've already seen some good racing with the number of competitors that we have.
Well, and you guys have made the rules where it's pretty competitive. It's not going to be, I can tell you, it probably costs more to run a modified or obviously a bigger class like a late model than it is for the Pro Trucks and even the other class, not the Sportsman, but the Super Stocks.
Well, the 602 crate engine is the engine of choice. It's the same engine package that the Sportsman drivers use. The tire that the Pro Trucks use is the same as what the open wheel modifieds and the Super Stocks run on. So there's some similarities kind of across the board. But it's just looking at those trucks. I mean, it's something a little bit different. And I mean, of course, this is the second year at MIS for these things. But now that they've got another track to run, i.e. Five Flag Speedway, these guys are seeing where they can get a pretty good season of racing in, and I think the division is really going to grow.
Well, let's talk about the modifieds again. You bring these guys back out, and there are a few names that are on top there. Who do you see that's going to be winning the modifieds tonight? You guys have always had great classic cars, and Hamrick is right up there. The Iceman's always up there, but he's got some competition this year.
Well, I tell you, I was talking with Charlie McAdams, the car owner of the 99 team last week, and I think the difference we're seeing in Brandon Howell this year is, he's just really got some confidence now. He won a couple of times last year at South Alabama Speedway, but this year picking up wins at MIS and Pensacola has just really got his confidence level high, and his car is really fast, and certainly he can get the job done. So I believe he's the guy to beat. Donnie Hamrick in that David Jones machine, always fast. Hey, Dave Mader, what a breath of fresh air in the modified division, and the list goes on. I mean, we like those modifieds. They are pavement pounding machines. Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Well, and it's always exciting to watch them. And then the Sportsmen, how about Mark Barnhill dethroning Steve Buttrick? We talked about it. How has that adjusted Steve's attitude? I mean, I know there was actually in Pensacola, I know there was a couple of incidents maybe afterwards, and Steve wasn't real happy. And I just want to know, is he starting to feel the pinch and more of the pressure now?
Let me tell you, Steve Buttrick is a racer. He, the last time out at MIS, he got an incident, came all the way from the rear after being involved in an incident and finished second behind Mark Barnhill. Mm-hmm. And after the race, he said, "I had an absolute blast." He loves passing guys. Yeah. To start on the front and win a race is nothing that Steve Buttrick is that interested in. Mm-hmm. He's a racer, he's always up for competition. But Mark Barnhill, give them guys credit. I mean, they just really got their game on right now. So we're gonna Brandon Fowler, defending champion, he's knocking on the door. Randy Thompson has kind of got his game going on, and of course, Red Dog is fast as well. Okay. So I think we're that's not a one man division. I can tell you that much.
Well, and you got to think maybe a one team division again. You're starting to see domination in the Bombers with the Days. Jimmy Day just kind of retired for a little while, self imposed, and then he comes back out to win a race for a friend and. Now, look what he does. Comes back after one race and dominates. David Johnson, again, there's a hungry guy in the 11 that really wants his first win at MIS in a feature also.
Well, how ironic is it that David Johnson has picked up two wins already this year across the bay at Five Flags? Mm-hmm. And he's certainly due to stop in O'Reilly's victory lane at MIS. But, the Bomber division has really been, our knight in shining armor this year, if you would. 19 cars took the green 2 weeks ago, and, we're expecting a good field again tonight.
Well, I want to switch gears really quick and talk about the new Super Late Model Series, how it went, and obviously in Gresham last weekend. Pretty big news and no surprise. Sonoma, Georgia's Bubba Pollard takes a win, and doesn't grand fashion from what I hear.
Well, I tell you what, the fact that the Southern Super Series is two races old now, with Nashville and Gresham Motorsports Park in the book, and Bubba Pollard has two wins, doesn't tell the whole story. What a field of cars up there last Saturday night at GMP, 33 cars on ground, probably 25 guys that are used to strapping in and going for the win. I mean, it's probably the most competitive super late model racing we've ever seen. Of course, they're at Montgomery Motor Speedway this weekend and just 2 weeks away from their first visit to the Gulf Coast.
And that's going to be huge now. Yeah, next Friday, May 10th, you do have a show in Pensacola. The Pro Late Models 50s, the Pro Truck Sportsmen and Bombers.
Yeah, next weekend, of course, we're focused on tonight at MIS, but next weekend's going to be big, a doubleheader weekend for the Pro Late Model guys. We'll have the double feature format, the 20+30 at Pensacola on Friday night, and then bring them over to Saturday night to MIS. So we already got some calls from some guys from out of town that are coming in to run the Pro Late Models next weekend. And, so far we have seen probably the best Pro Late Model racing we've seen in years with the opening night at both Mobile and Pensacola.
Well, let's talk about what you've done. Also new this year at MIS, not only do you have a new starting time, but you lowered the prices in the grandstand, and I think that makes a big difference.
Well, certainly, economics are such that, when we're reaching out to families, it's pretty affordable family entertainment. Okay. $10 for adults, 5 and under free. It doesn't cost a whole lot to come see a night of racing, and certainly we've been having some great action out there this year.
Well, cheaper than the movies also, and of course, we'll start tonight at 7 o'clock. Not hard to find. How do you find it off of I-10 if you're coming from either Pensacola or Mississippi?
Well, the Biola Battery exit, that great new escape there from Interstate 10 dumps you right there on Park Boulevard. So easy to find, and the new start time has been met with great response. Yep. We're tickled for that. We've been starting the races, of course, this year at 7 o'clock, and by 10 o'clock they're over with. So, the nice thing about that is back in the day, the people that brought families wouldn't be able to stay to see the whole race program, and now, virtually no one leaves until the final checkered flag falls, and that's what our goal was.
Well, I tell you, guys are doing a great job. Looking forward to the great racing tonight. And always, Tim, we appreciate you being a part of the show and getting the word out to the racers.
Hey, we appreciate you, and it's a great weekend. There's some great racing along the Gulf Coast here and a lot of different racetracks, and we're just happy to deliver some good racing, and all the credit goes to the drivers. They're the ones that are strapping in and putting on the great shows at MIS.
That's the best part. There you go. Tim Bryant already heading to the track. We appreciate you coming on the show. And as always, well, we continue to move forward. Now, again, going to be a start early, 7 o'clock in Mobile International Speedway. Still lots to talk about. Talladega and topless open wheel modifieds. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Dega, are you ready for Talladega this weekend? Racing starts around 11 o'clock today on Speed Channel. You'll be able to see all the good stuff there. And MRN Racing Network, Motor Racing Network's Dustin Long is standing by. He's going to talk about some pretty good stories. How about Dale Jr. recanting what he said about that last lap accident that took out 25 cars in the fall race? He said, man, this is just, you know, if they're going to race like this every weekend, I don't want to be a part of it. That's part of the news also, so we'll talk about that. Also, we've got one of the drivers who are going to be running tonight at Sunny South Raceway, Robert Quesada. He's going to be on shortly, but beforehand, I want to talk about the ringmaster at Sunny South Raceway. The circus is coming into town, and Joe McArdle, we moved it to today, and obviously we would have had boat races if we would have raced last night. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us on, and yes, I finally come out top on a rain delay.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that how, as a racing promoter, doesn't that, isn't that the worst thing? Yeah, we're gonna, you know, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't, you know.
And you know, and that's the truth. In the past, we just talk about the past. I have canceled a race as late as 3 o'clock, man.
Oh, yeah, trying to get it.
And as soon as I canceled the rain, the sun come out.
Murphy's,
you know, I had people calling me at the track. Yo, it's sunshine down here. Yeah, but this time we done it right, and yeah, thank God, and everything worked out. And while I'm talking about that, I just like to tell everybody, we have got X number of people. We got a car coming in which got in yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We got a team coming in from North Carolina.
Yeah.
We have the hot dog, Paul White, Pro Challenge, coming in from Florida, who's won everything in Florida this year.
Wow.
We got three cars out of Georgia, Pro Challenge,
mm-hmm,
plus the topless. And I based all of that on this rain delay. And, mm-hmm, you know, I don't like changing nothing. I really don't. I mean, we set a schedule, and I'm just telling everybody we were guaranteed to race tonight.
Yep.
And we were not last night. That's all I can say.
I think what you need to do is go ahead and build that dome around the track, and then we'll be set.
Yeah. I got a team coming in next week.
That's right. There you go. Well, you got a big team coming. I can't wait to. I'm going to learn about these guys with Robert. You've already talked to him. Topless Mississippi Modified Challenge Series. They're coming. This is a dirt series, and the driver said, we want to try something different. They reach out to you, Joe, and now they're promising, and your little quarter-mile bull ring high-banked, this thing is going to be full of these cars. You're starting 20. We'll probably see 25 or 30 there.
Yep. And probably in about the third lap, see 40, 50 of them. We figured it up. At least by the fourth lap, the leader's going to be in traffic. Can you believe that?
Gosh. Well, yeah, with those cars. And
yeah.
I can't remember a time seeing that many modifieds out there. And it's $1,000 to win. And what is the difference between the regular modifieds? Actually, you know, with the dirt car, they have setups differently and things like that. So they have to chase a setup a little bit on your track. But beyond that, they don't have a roof. What's the story?
Well, they don't have a roof, and I really don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told that you can see that driver down there, see everything he does.
Yep.
But, you know, I haven't seen one yet, and I can't imagine, but I don't know how it's going to look. But, hey, it's what it is. Yeah. But they also have another rule where there's no rub rails.
Ooh.
Now, that's the one I can't figure out.
Wow.
You know, I would want something there protecting.
In
my
other words, so what you're going to see is if these open wheel modifieds, 20 of them, touch wheels, someone's going to go up against the wall. Wow.
Well, I felt like no rub rails was telling you, hey, you can't get close to me. But, you know, we both know better than that. Rubbing
especially, yeah, especially your track.
Right. Yeah, you need to race with friends at Sunny South.
That's so true. Well, you
for sure going to meet some enemies.
Well, it's going to be a good night tonight. Reschedule, and that's true. And the payout's great for the evening. Now, go through the other classes. You mentioned the Pro Challenge cars and trucks. And, again, explain to the fans that are listening what these vehicles are, because they look like NASCAR cars and trucks, but on
okay,
a smaller scale.
All right. Basically, the Pro Challenge is a three-quarter scale of the late model that runs the Mobile Five Flags.
Yep.
We have the Pontiac, the Charger. We have got a bad-looking Mustang. We got two versions of the Monte Carlo.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have both the Ford Chevrolet truck body styles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have every adjustment on the Pro Challenge that you have on the late model. Every adjustment. We have a Hoosier racing slick. The only difference is we are a motorcycle engine with a 5-speed. We have disc brakes on all four corners. And now in the last 2 years, we've got this little fuel-injected engine, 1,000cc. We started off running 1,100 carburetor, 1,200 carburetor. We even come back with a Ford Fusion engine.
Wow.
Now the fuel injection is coming there. I am presently building one in my garage right now, a 1,000 Suzuki, and I'm here to tell you, these cars are dominating.
Yeah.
This all white is coming with a 1,000 Kawasaki fuel injected. We have two. We have another one, a little Ronnie Osmond here in town.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Pilato has been having one. Mm-hmm. But that is what's dominating now, the fuel injection engine.
Well, you've got...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you've got the other classes, too, and those are exciting. But let's talk about also the Legend cars, because you've seen some great racing this year. And the Stinger count's been great, too.
Stinger count is up there. You got Brent Hill, who finally coming to his own, the 07 car, Hill Brothers Trucking.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the we call him the Flying Saturn class. They're coming to their own. You know, it's almost like if you don't have a Saturn, don't even show up.
Yeah, it's close.
But, now, Lance Wood is bringing out the new car tonight.
Oh.
I'm telling you, be prepared, because Lance Wood has dominated last year.
Yeah.
We have the old standby, my favorite class, Legends.
Oh, yeah, and these guys. I mean, these are the cars that are sideways, halfway down the front straightaway. There's so
halfway
much.
Halfway down the front straightaway. On asphalt.
Yeah.
If you can drive a Legend, you can drive anything.
That's true. And what kind of speeds are these guys getting on your track?
Well, a good lap, a 13-second lap at our track is a 71-mile-an-hour average, which means we're doing a little bit faster down the straightaway.
Wow.
But you got to remember, Sunny South, you know, go fast, turn left, have fun. You're turning left the whole time.
Yeah, you are. It's a boring.
I might add, Mitch Smith will be there tonight.
Oh,
he's
good.
Got three Legends. His team is coming out. It is what it is. We've got some good Legend drivers who, I might add, is racing at Mobile and Five Flags, as we talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've all made that. I mean, look at Grant Enfinger, Thomas Prater, both ran up at ARC at Talladega yesterday,
right.
And these guys have made it to that next level, and they started where? Your backyard.
Right. Look at Dulabon.
Oh, yeah, and Bryce has had a great yes.
Yeah, and Joanna Long. I mean, they are there. Chad Roberts, all of them. They started with us. And we have a great team, too, a great two classes of go-karts.
Oh, yeah.
We have the Mighty Mites and little Grant Thompson, John Thompson's son, last week in the new class, sat on the pole and just stayed there.
Oh, yeah. And that's the junior champ one. And these guys got a little bit faster motor, but wow.
Yep. But why? And a little bit faster motor and still have a restricted plate.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to do what's right, but we're also going to do. We're going to take care of them.
All right. You'll have the Bombers again tonight, and with them running also at MIS, the goal is, I think you can, if everything works out, what I'm going to try to do is obviously be announcing and running over at Sunny South, and then after the Bomber race, I still think you'll have time to get to feature. You might miss the heat races, but anyone that's going to take the challenge with me, bring them out.
Well, you know me. I run stop and go. To me, you know, you got one race going on. You should have another one coming off, and they pass in the twilight. And I'll do everything I can do to speed up the show. I don't believe that when you go racing, you have to spend the night at the track.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I agree. But it's going to be a great night. How do we find it? Because I think you're going to get some fans that, instead of going to the movies tonight, they can go see that next weekend, save money, and go to the track. You've got everything. It's family-friendly, no drinking allowed, the best food at any track I've ever tasted, Joe. But how do we find it off the interstate?
Off the interstate going west, coming out of Pensacola. Go down to exit 10, hang a right, come over the interstate, go to Highway 90 and hang a right. 6 miles down Highway 90 going west. We're on the right-hand side.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it. A great night of racing, and as always, we appreciate you trying to do what you can to accommodate the drivers and to bring dirt, open-wheel, topless modifieds to your track. It's going to be a circus. You got those extra tow trucks, right?
Got them lined up, but we don't
want
to talk about them.
I'm not trying to hex it. Joe, we'll see you in a couple hours, brother.
Thank you, man.
All right, Joe McCarnell again, going to do it at Sunny South Raceway with dirt cars. Still to come, we're going to talk to one of those guys that runs that. This could be a pretty interesting interview. Robert Quezada, see how these cars got started, and then Dustin Long with NASCAR going to wrap up the show. Lots to talk about at Dega. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Show, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and later today we will podcast the show on the team's website. It's usfdracing.org. As you know, Kane Motorsports runs with United States Fire Department out of Kannapolis, Carolina, and we're like, we bring awareness and money to some of the volunteer fire departments around the world, actually. So, pretty cool stuff that we're involved with there. Now, we've got a big race again. Obviously, Mobile International Speedway's got their big show tonight, and now because of the rain out, Sunny South Raceway has theirs moved to tonight, so we'll be sharing some of the crowd and some of the fans, but what a great night of racing, and something that we've not seen here on the Gulf Coast on asphalt, the Topless Mississippi Modified Challenge Series. Robert Quezada is with me on the phone. Robert, this was your brainchild. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, Robert, first of all, let's explain to everybody, this idea, open wheel modifieds. We've got them. We've seen them on dirt. We've seen them around here at Five Flags and Mobile and everywhere else you go in Montgomery. What was the deciding factor? And tell us how we lost the roofs on your car.
Well, we tried to come up with something. The modified series has been hurting around in the South for the last couple of years. And a couple of years ago, we come up with an idea to try to bring something a little bit different to the racetrack. Yeah. And something a little bit different to the spectators and also the drivers.
And exactly when you guys come off, and you know, you mentioned on the phone earlier a couple minutes ago that you have seen everything. Every other class has seemed to have been topless except the modifieds. And where you guys travel, you guys go not just to Mississippi, even though you're the Mississippi Modified Challenge Series, but you've raced obviously Hattiesburg and Jackson. You've got one coming up at Columbus, but you've been at Deep South Speedway, one of the largest tracks you guys race there. First of all, what was it like to run on that track?
Oh, that track's a blast. that track, you can really air them out. And
air them out.
Yeah, you can learn a lot of stuff because you're moving at a very, very fast speed at that racetrack.
And then you take it back and you go to Southern in Milton, and then it's a bull ring like you'll see tonight at Sunny South Raceway. Now, you guys are used to dirt. How many of you guys have this asphalt or pavement experience? Any of you?
All of our bunch is absolutely zero.
Oh, man. Now, that's what I want to know. How did you dirt boys decide to come? You know, let's try something different. Let's just shake it up a little bit because this is a high-banked quarter-mile bull ring, and, you guys are used to sliding around. And now I'm understanding you don't even have the Nerf bars on the side. So you guys touch wheels. It's going to be exciting, needless to say.
That's right. I mean, we touch wheels on the dirt, but we try to do different things. We've got the big racetracks, we've got the little racetracks, we've got the bull rings, we've got the, I thought, well, let's throw in some asphalt this year because this is a championship challenge series. We're trying to bring the best drivers around. And this is going to make everybody have a fighting chance at winning this championship.
I love the idea, and I think the fans will be pleasantly surprised to see. Now, you guys are bringing, I know they're going to start at least 20 of you guys, but there's a good chance you'll have a lot more cars than that. Who can you give us some numbers of what you think you're going to see today at Sunny South?
We're shooting for 20 cars. Like I said, there's some people that's not really wanting to come because they don't know nothing about it, and there's some that are coming because they did know a little bit about it.
But, yeah.
So we're looking at an average car count. I mean, we've had as many as 36 cars.
Wow.
and as many as few as 18. So.
Well, and you guys now, this is this round five. How many rounds do you guys have, and how often do you guys hit a track?
We tried to run 8 races a year with this series. This year we actually ended up with 10 races because we had a couple tracks that come in that wanted us so bad. So we ended up with 10 races this year.
And now, do you have sponsorships? Who's helping out with the cost of this besides Robert's back pocket?
Oh, Well, we have an entry fee at the racetrack, and the racetrack gets half of the entry fee, and we get half the entry fee. And then we have some contingency sponsors that came in. We have performance bodies. We have Tony's custom, Total Custom Carburetors. We have Brikes Racing, Lookout Graphics.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have several different people that come in on board with us.
Now, how did you get started in racing? Obviously, you just didn't wake up one day and you get into a modified. What was your stepping stone?
I've been in racing. This is my 31st year.
Wow.
We started years ago, and it was just something that a friend of mine was doing it, and I started doing it, and I just kept doing it.
What kind of car do you start off with?
I started off with a street stock.
Oh, did you?
Actually, a Super 6 car, what they called them then.
Yeah.
And we've been in everything from late models to sprint cars. I ran sprint cars for 9 years.
Wow. Wow. And, so you've spent some money, haven't you?
Yeah, my wife said we could retire if I quit racing.
No, yeah, you know what? Hey, you got to have fun. My wife's awesome like that too, though.
Yeah, my wife, she supports us, and she's with us everywhere we go, just about.
Well, and then you talk about the show tonight again. So you have some drivers that were not quite sure about it, but you're going to be there. And again, the start time starts at 8:00. The gates open at 5:30. You get there onto the track around 6:00. What do you expect to see out here? And what kind of adjustments do you think you'll have to make going from some of the dirt tracks you have to this new surface that you're checking out?
Well, we really don't know. I've tried to call some asphalt people, and I've got different answers and everything, so we just kind of made some minor changes on our cars,
mm-hmm.
and we figured we'll make a few laps practicing, and then we'll go from there. Hopefully, we can just keep them off the walls.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing. Where can we find you on the web? Obviously, a Facebook page if we want to look you up, see some of the photos of the cars, because you have a lot of them on your Facebook page.
Right. You go, it's under Mississippi Modified Challenge Series on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to www.wix.com/modman9, which is MODMAN9
mm-hmm.
/MCSS.
Oh, and it'll be on there, too. Okay, good deal. Well, I know it's going to be a big night of racing. We're really excited to have you guys on board and checking it out. Now, if you've got any people that might be listening, trying to figure out which track to go to, why do we want to come see the topless open wheel modifieds tonight?
Hey, this is like seeing the Harlem Globetrotters on the ice hockey rink.
I love that analogy. Dude, I can't wait to shake your hand and race and see you out there, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for coming on board, Robert. See you at the track tonight.
All right. We want everybody to come out and see it.
All right. There you go. And I think with that analogy, I think it's going to be something to see there at Sunny South Raceway. Robert Cassandra. And we appreciate him coming on board with the Mississippi Modified Challenge Series. We're going a little bit early to Dega. Dustin Long with MRN Motor Racing Network. There's so much to cover. We're going to give him some extra time today. So stand by. Dustin Long up next. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And Kane Motorsports going to be at two tracks tonight at Sunny South Raceway. I want to thank, obviously, ShareGodsPower.com, a great Christian website that's on board. If you want to kind of learn what it's like to be a Christian, not to be preached down to like some people think churches do, check it out. Also, Pull Apart on the show, and there'll be Greg, the owner, is going to be on eventually talking about the Mobile location. Also, thank you to Bay City Collision. Gary and the whole guys over there did a great job working on the frame for us this weekend to get us ready. McDonald's, also Performance Graphics, really has the car looking good. Skywatch Traffic, Falsac Tires, and Mobile Metro Glass all make it happen. So we're excited about that. And then David and Susan Owens, owner of the Modified, the Dave Mader's running, is going to have that sucker over there at Mobile International Speedway. Now, my goal, again, we'll see if it can happen because of the rain out last night at Sunny South. Obviously, I announced it to track, so we'll be there. And then beyond that, we're going to be running the bomber there. And then if I can get done in time, I'd like to try to make that feature at MIS. So we'll see how it goes and how the racing goes at both tracks. Well, we got to bring in Dustin Long, and we've got plenty of time, 15 minutes here to talk everything Talladega. Now, Dustin Long moved over to Motor Racing Network, and since I have seen you guys made that change at what you're doing, Dustin, I've checked out the website, and I like MRN's website so much better than NASCAR's itself. That's just one of the things that you put your reports on. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We're certainly trying to do some different things, and trying to get as much information out there for the NASCAR fan who craves it all, no doubt about that.
And it's MotorRacingNetwork.com. And first of all, there's lots of worry on the Gulf Coast, especially near Talladega, because some of the showers. Can you talk about what the weather looks like? 50% chance is what they're saying. What could happen this weekend because of weather? Campers don't care. Fans are there. But the rain could be there, too.
Well, I mean, certainly that's going to be an issue this weekend is weather, and it could impact qualifying today and certainly the nationwide race today at Talladega. I believe it's been reported that if qualifying is rained out, then Elliott Sadler in one of the Joe Gibbs Racing cars would be one of the ones that wouldn't make the show if they had to determine the field without qualifying and be based on fewest qualifying attempts this season. Obviously, Sadler's in a fourth entry for Joe Gibbs Racing, and a three-race deal with this sponsor. So I know Elliott's certainly wanting the weather to be clear enough so they can do qualifying at Talladega today, that's for sure.
Well, another big news story, not just the weather, but how about Denny Hamlin picking Talladega of all places to come back, Sunday's Aaron 499. Let me ask you, with the injuries that he has or has had and he has healed from, it was a pretty serious accident, and the serious injuries, is he getting into this too early? The doctors obviously say he's okay to do it, but as a driver, I know he wants to get in. Is Dega the smartest choice for him?
Well, I mean, if he had his choice, he would have been back in the car at Martinsville just a couple of weeks after the incident. So yeah. He's a racer, would have been there as soon as possible. Yeah, Talladega, it makes sense because he can get in, start the car, start the race, and then that makes him eligible for the points.
Yeah.
And then, it takes 52 seconds to run a lap. So if for some reason it goes long enough and they have to do it during a green flag, he's probably going to lose a lap or two. But let's be honest, how many cars fall a lap or two down at Talladega? And as the race progresses, you typically have cautions and incidents. So in theory, he should be able to get his lap back or laps back. Now, if there's a caution early, like I said, it takes 52, 53 seconds to do a lap at speed. Mm-hmm. Now you're under caution. Instead of going 200 or one, what you're close to 200, you're doing like 70 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So now I've got, a good two, three minutes, almost for a lap. So that's plenty of time. Yesterday at the track, he and Brian Vickers practiced getting in, getting out of the car as if it was a pit, as it was a pit stop where Hamlin was giving the ride over to Vickers. And I believe Denny said the driver exchange essentially took a minute 6 seconds. So if there's a caution early, that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, do you expect that he'll make it? I guess it all depends on his comfort level in the car.
Well, he was asked about it, and he said his comment was, as far as deciding when I get out, it'll be my decision ultimately. If I don't get unbuckled, then I don't get unbuckled. But then he goes on to say, I don't want to run a race similar to like I did here in the fall, just kind of sitting in the back, just waiting on the big wreck and then driving around it. I'd rather give my team an honest shot at a win by putting Brian Vickers in and letting him go up there and be aggressive, because you're not going to win these races without being aggressive, and I don't want to be aggressive right now.
So
earlier in the press conference yesterday, he kind of answered the question with a smile as if he would get out, but I think that answer there that I gave you is more, he's going to get out. He's not, he's not going to want to do it. He's going to hate it, and once he gets in the car, he's going to be like, I want to stay here, but the smart thing for him is to get out of the car, give him another week to heal.
Yeah.
As he talked about, this is a long healing process. Where they are now, doctors are seem to be good on it. They're going to take another scan of his back to see if this impacted things, how it impacted the healing process. The bones healing is a slow process. So because, obviously his hope is that next week for the Southern 500, a very demanding race at Darlington Raceway, is that when he gets in the car and starts it up on Saturday night there, he doesn't get out till it's after the checkered flag flies.
Yeah, there's no choice. Well, to shift gears a little bit, I know that, in the news, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, their sanctions, the appeals panel said they're going to upheld NASCAR sanctions on Penske Racing, but Penske's saying it's not over. Can you give us a little bit of details on, again, remind everyone what the penalties are about and why they're going back and forth on this?
Well, remember, it was the Penske cars in pre-race inspection before at Texas, yeah. The night of the Texas race. NASCAR found issues with the rear suspension area of the car and some things that they didn't like. And remember, that was the race where Logano's car barely made it out onto the grid before they fired the engines off.
Right.
So fired them up. So it stems from that. This past week was the first appeal. You're allowed ultimately two appeals, and this was to a three-member appeals panel. And not surprisingly, the appeals panel sided with NASCAR, upheld all the penalties, and certainly there were severe penalties by NASCAR. Seven Penske crew members suspended for 6 points races in the All-Star race.
Man.
Keselowski and Logano losing 25 points each, $100,000 fines to each of their crew chiefs. So all those remain, but Penske has the option of appealing to the chief appellate officer, which is essentially a one-man Supreme Court for NASCAR, and his decision is final. And while this process is going, you know, the suspensions have been deferred, so yeah. All the crew members, the crew chiefs, the competition director for Penske Race, they're all at Talladega this weekend. You know, they still can be. So they will have that hearing with John Middlebrook, the chief appellate officer, at noon Eastern on Tuesday at the NASCAR R&D Center up in Concord, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, Middlebrook, who knows what's going to happen there, because remember, last year was the big penalty against Chad Knaus, Jimmy Johnson, Hendrick Motorsports for an issue found in opening day inspection at Daytona in February 2012. Six-race suspension for Knaus and the car chief, loss of points for Johnson, and $100,000 fine to Knaus. Well, it got up to Middlebrook, and what he ultimately decided is he rescinded all those penalties except the $100,000 fine. So it was a really, I guess you want to say, bizarre ruling in the sense of, you know, either you're guilty or you're not, aren't you? And, you know, they kept the $100,000 fine, but they took away the suspension to Chad Knaus and the car chief and took away the point penalty to Johnson. So, you know, Middlebrook has rescinded parts of penalties in the past. So that'll be the interesting thing. So this is going to be a big week for jurisprudence in NASCAR, because Tuesday you've got the Penske appeal to the chief appellate officer, John Middlebrook, at the R&D Center. And then Wednesday, the next day, you've got Joe Gibbs Racing meeting with the appeals panel, the three-member panel, on those penalties with Matt Kenseth's engine over the connecting rod from that. And that was from the engine where Kenseth won at Kansas a few weeks back. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of that stuff going on this weekend, you know, that could impact things. Remember, Kenseth's penalty was a 50-point penalty.
Yeah.
He gets those points back. That changes the points. Just like if Keselowski gets the 25 points back, that changes things. I mean, right now, Jimmy Johnson's got a 43-point lead on the field.
Yeah.
And essentially, that's one full, you know, essentially he's one full race ahead of everybody. Yeah. So, hey, you know, if he wanted to, he could take off Talladega and go fishing or go do something like it. Obviously, it's not going to happen.
No.
But, you know, and, I mean, so we'll see what happens. And, you know, obviously, you know, and you look at around with his teammates, Dale Jr., you know, Dale Jr.'s got a better attitude about Talladega this time than he did when he last left. Obviously, you know, that fall race there was that 25-lap crash where Jr. was involved. And you know, after that race, I mean, if you remember, he really, really said some, you know, made some really sharp.
Oh, yeah. He said if it was going to be.
Racing.
Yeah. I mean, he
said some of the things he said was after the race was if this is what we did every week, I wouldn't be doing it.
Yep.
I will just put it to you like that. it's how, if this is how we raced every week, I would find another job.
Yep.
Wrecking like that is ridiculous. It's bloodthirsty. If that is what it's ridiculous. Well, he was asked about those comments yesterday, and he said he regretted making those comments, said he overreacted, said what he was so upset and frustrated about was he knew that he had a pretty good feeling he had suffered another concussion.
Yeah.
You know, I remember being in the garage after that race, and he was on the back of the hauler just kind of holding his head for a while.
Mm.
And, you know, you could kind of tell that something didn't seem right with Earnhardt. But then he spoke to the media and made those comments. But yesterday said, you know, he was just really upset and frustrated. They felt like he had gotten a second concussion. He knew you're not supposed to get concussions. You know, it's not good to get concussions in a short time period. And remember, he'd gotten a first concussion in a tire test at Kansas that, you know, he had not really informed anybody about. And obviously, you know, just a few days after that Talladega incident, it was confirmed he had the second concussion, and then he announced he was going to miss the next two races of the Chase. And you know, that it all, you know, that ended his any title hopes he had. And he was kind of further back, so it was going to be kind of tough for him. So,
well, you mentioned Junior. You got to switch the spotlight to Danica. She's back since the first time with her great effort at Daytona, but hadn't seen much a lot from her since then. What is her chances this weekend to have a good run?
Well, I mean, it's plate racing. She's comfortable with that. You know, she had the, you know, like I said, start on the pole for the Daytona 500, finished eighth in the race, was running third on the last lap, and you know, basically got you know, her lack of experience in plate racing showed up, and she got snookered, and everybody ganged up on her and shoved her back a few spots. So, you know, it's just a matter, you know, any young driver learning what you've got to do, putting yourself in position, and then executing. So, you know, if she can avoid the issues, you know, she likely will have a fast enough car. This is the same car this week in at Talladega that she used at Daytona for the 500. So, and you know, she's got a good piece of equipment there. So, you know, anything's possible. But again, it's just, you know, you've got to avoid trouble. I mean, you know, Kevin Harvick, remember in the Daytona 500, I mean, he won the Sprint Unlimited, won his qualifying race, and then was involved in a 9-car crash, and I think finished with something like 42nd in that race. So, you know, Talladega, Daytona, it doesn't matter who you are, how good you are, how bad you are. You know, it's just whatever the fates determine, and that's what you kind of have to deal with. And Harvick addressed that issue yesterday with the media and saying basically, you know, a lot of guys get bent out of shape, you know, for, you know, coming to Talladega and want to change this, change that.
It's part of it.
And, you know, he says, look, you just got to be there and just don't worry. Be happy, in essence.
Hey, you got the best job in the world, man. Quit complaining. Or take the weekend off like Mark does. And Mark Martin's not at the track, is he?
No. Michael Waltrip's driving the 55 this weekend, and that's obviously the Alabama National Championship car. So I'm sure Michael will have a few more fans this weekend.
He's a brilliant guy, and he knows how to do this. Well, real quick, the racing starts today. Aaron's 312. Travis Pastrana, full-time transition to NASCAR, picked up his first pole with Roush Fenway Racing.
Yeah, and again, it's you know, remember the success that Roush Fenway Racing had, especially on the Cup side last year, the plate races. Kenseth won two of the four races and finished top three, top four in all those races. And Greg Biffle had good success. So, I mean, there's, you know, Roush Fenway used to be that the plate tracks were not good tracks for that organization. They've gotten a lot better there, and so, you know, congratulations to Travis. Again, it's one lap. You know, you've got to go out and now do it for a lot longer.
15. I'm sorry, with 15 seconds left, not to cut you off. Who wins Sunday? You gonna go Junior?
Carl Edwards.
Ah, Carl Edwards. I'm gonna be the fan favorite and say Junior and keep my fingers crossed. But I think your pick is better than mine. How can we keep track of you to track and where you're at with MRN?
Yeah, on Twitter, it's at Dustin Long, just at the symbol and DUSTINLONG. And then obviously the website now is Motor Racing Network. That's all one word, Motor Racing Network. Or if you, you know, type in MRN in the Google search, Motor Racing Network, you'll be able to find it. And we've got all sorts of stories up there about the things happening this weekend.
Yeah, it's a great website, better than NASCAR's as far as I'm concerned. Dustin, you do a great job, and again, it's an honor to have you on again this year on the show. Thank my boys at MRN for letting you come play radio.
There you go. All right,
thank you.
Yeah,
you too. That's Dustin Long again with MRN, and that'll wrap up the show. What a great one. We wish the very best to all the drivers along the Gulf Coast, whether you're racing at Mobile International Speedway, whether you're going to Sunny South Raceway, all the dirt tracks, and in between. Now, I'm going to try to do my best to announce racing and at Sunny South and try to make that feature at MIS. We'll see what happens. God bless y'all. Have a great race weekend. Whatever you do, skip the movies and hit the track.